Hey guys, it's Ella.
It's Kate.
And we're here with
Kylie
and Isabel.
This episode is called Pot Tea.
Ooh. Yay!
We're literally just gonna spill the tea from stuff that's going on around the world. And we're gonna have a good time because Kylie and Isabel know how to slay.
Yeah, we do.
Isabel's on a time crunch, so we gotta hurry this up. She keeps looking at her watch.
No, I got a notification.
Oh. She keeps looking at.
Okay.
Let's get this started. I think we need to talk about Kate Middleton.
Bruh. What's your take, Ella?
So, the sighting yesterday, yeah. Not her. Did you see how skinny that girl was? There's no way that she lost, like, 30 pounds since December. Like,
she got a stomach surgery.
She got abdominal surgery.
That was not her. When I tell you that was not her, I mean it. That was not her.
She got abdominal
surgery. I know, but that was not her in that sighting yesterday.
I just don't get why is everybody freaking out? I don't even get it.
They literally were like, oh, she's
dead. Rose Hanberg is the lady that there was rumors about, like, 2016 or whatever, that William was sleeping with.
Okay, but apparently there...
I think he's taken after his father.
But apparently there's been pictures now that they see, like, that the Queen Elizabeth, before she died, has been edited and, like, the kids in the pictures and stuff. I've also been edited.
I think that she's just recovering from her surgery, spending time with her kids, and everybody needs to chill out.
If she really did have, like, a mommy makeover, there's, like, people who have come out saying that her recovery is taking way too long. So if she had that, like, usually it's only 6 weeks. She's been missing since December.
But I didn't think that it was a tummy tuck. I thought she got actual, like, abdominal surgery for,
well,
like, something.
Well, they called it abdominal surgery. Most people think after her, what, three kids she had?
She probably just
had,
really good.
She had some sort of tummy tuck mom surgery. And because, you know, three kids kind of mess you up.
So,
but
basically, to sum this up, William is a cheater.
I think he's cheating on her.
And she's being a baddie by getting
stomach
surgery.
Definitely not Kate Middleton.
Look at the video. Literally, look at the video. That is not her.
Like, her face is completely
okay.
Different.
Yeah, that is not her.
That's what I was saying. That was the sighting yesterday.
Yeah. Was that William?
That's William.
Yes.
That's William. But that ain't
the
Kate.
Mistress.
It's not the mistress.
Well, it's not that Rose Hanberg either.
Unless she completely got plastic surgery on her face as well.
It wouldn't be healed by now. It wouldn't be healed by now. Plastic surgery takes way longer than...
I mean, you would think.
And she's already gorgeous. She just posted a picture, too.
She's already so pretty. Yeah, but, like, I literally don't think that's her, bro. And people are thinking, like, that she, like, died or something. They're trying to cover it up.
Yeah,
like,
a whole nother Princess Diana situation?
Yes, they think it's, like, a whole Princess Diana situation.
Did they cover Princess Diana's death, like, weirdly, like that, too? Like, they didn't tell anybody?
Well, there's always the conspiracy theory around how they were behind it because she mysteriously died in a tunnel where there was no media access.
That's really
weird. In a car accident.
Yeah, what?
But did you see, speaking of the royal family, did you see that Russia put out this fake thing in Russia saying that King Charles died? And they had to come out and be like, bruh, he ain't dead. Because Russia was telling everybody in their country that he died.
That's hilarious.
And I'm just like,
they want to stir the pot.
They do like stirring the pot. Why not add to it? Because, you know, him and his cancer or whatever.
Him and his cancer.
He does. He's got like testicular cancer or something.
Is Charles...
Or prostate.
Is Charles the Queen's son?
Yes, that's how he's king. Maybe we should turn this into a royal family episode.
Literally.
So is Queen Elizabeth actually dead?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. She didn't, unless she's just pulling strings from behind the scenes.
She's hidden somewhere.
But Princess Diana and the Queen were friends.
I know. Bruh, Diana, not Prince, Prince Queen Elizabeth, bruh, wore white to Charles and Camilla's wedding. Like a freaking baddie, bruh. She hated Camilla, and Camilla looks like an ugly rat compared to Diana.
Wait, is Charles Diana's husband?
They were. And they got a divorce,
Because now he's with the
Camilla.
Mistress.
Yes.
Okay, I get it.
There was like a whole thing.
I thought
thing.
Charles was dead too.
No. That was Philip.
Okay.
Queen's husband, Philip. Okay, he died in like 2021.
I get it.
And he looked like a walking corpse.
Yeah.
Like he actually did. I remember that.
He was definitely ill, bruh. What's our other tea? I wrote it down.
We were going to talk about...
The TikTok ban.
Yeah. Oh, my God. Did you guys see that? Do you guys know what that senator from North Carolina who used TikTok to, like, get elected and was telling his... Oh, my gosh. Let me pull him up.
Is he Asian?
Mm-hmm. Oh. He's white. But he was... like saying, yeah, stuff like, oh, the TikTok ban won't get banned, like TikTok won't get banned, and like all of this stuff, like telling his like people, his platform or whatever, mm-hmm. that, oh, it's not gonna get banned, like I know for sure, like I promise you guys it won't get banned, votes for the ban. As he uses TikTok as his platform, he's trying to be elected North Carolina Attorney General. That ain't gonna happen now, because he just
I feel bad for influencers though, like that's
same.
Their job,
and like the people who sell stuff, but at the same time, like TikTok's a little creepy.
But there's also the thing that
Jeff Jackson from North Carolina, I unfollowed him because what a little rat.
Everyone likes to say that the reason they the U.S. wants to ban it is because Chinese government is spying on us. But what do you think the U.S. government's going to do if they buy it?
The same thing.
The same thing, but probably worse, because it's literally the
U.S. It's their own citizens.
Yeah.
And you know what's crazy? When
like, I don't
AOC...
care if freaking Chinese people know that what I'm watching on TikTok.
No, I don't care. But you know what's crazy? When AOC and Marjorie Taylor Greene agree on something, and they're both agreeing that it should not be banned. Yeah. Like, you know it's insane.
I just feel so bad for all these people who are going to make no
like
money.
Like, the small businesses and whatever that are on TikTok shop. And
or
like,
just, like, half these people, like, the influencers have mm-hmm. a career.
Exactly. Like, this is their career. And then there's, like... And the way that this is a bipartisan bill and this is what the government's worrying about, you know, not children getting shot in schools, but TikTok.
Facts.
Exactly. Like,
there's so many other, there's like big, major
bigger
things.
Bigger problems to worry about.
But we're going
to
worry about TikTok instead.
More news. What should we do next?
What was the other one?
Be Real having no money?
Okay, I don't know.
What
this is,
the heck?
Okay, Dr. Brower
at Jim Brower
talking to me about it today. Well, not me, the class. But basically, Be Real has like no money right now.
Yeah.
And they're literally going to be like,
so what? They're going to file for, like,
I don't know,
a bankruptcy?
Brower just said BeReal will probably be gone in a year.
I don't even use it.
I use it now.
I post BeReal every day for the last year and a half.
I have the notifications turned off.
Rude. I literally posted, I've literally posted since July of, like, last year.
Wait, how do I even search this?
Ooh. Is BeReal? Should be like, is BeReal going broke?
Ooh, I just thought of another topic.
What's that?
They run through funding. They don't make money.
Oh.
That's what their thing is.
So
well, yeah, because they don't have ads on
so
there.
So they're
they
non-profit.
There's no
it says, however, as of March 2024, some say that the app is just a feature, not a platform, and has no visible path to monetization.
Well, actually, they're starting that new thing where you can be a Be Real fan to like the celebrities that are on there, and I think you have to pay for that. So I think that's how they're trying to fix their
they're gonna make nearly enough money.
No, because nobody's gonna do that. I think that's stupid. Like, I'm not gonna do that. Like, that's what you have to do to be able to comment
on
them. What?
So like, you know how like there's like the famous people?
Yeah.
Well, they're gonna start Be Real fans, and I think that's how they're gonna try to make their money.
So like subscribing.
Yeah, basically to
people. But you have to pay money.
This article says that it has around 10 months of funding left.
That's not good.
Bye, Be Real.
Gypsy Rose.
She's pregnant. She's got a kid on the run. Just got out of prison. Kid on the way. I was
watching. Take, I don't like her anymore.
I was watching Tana Mongeau. I was watching Tana Mongeau and Brooke Schofield's podcast.
Nice.
And Brooke Schofield was like, this girl had like a really effed up childhood. She's been in literally prison since a child. Don't think she's ready to have a kid. She just got out of jail. I don't think she will know how to be a proper mother. And I agree.
Yeah, I agree with that. And I do not like her. I went through like a whole deep dive about like how she's so manipulative.
Yeah. She's
insane. And like she's the victim in the situation, mm-hmm. but then she completely manipulates her boyfriend at the time to go
right
and all these other things and like how she gets out
she
of prison
grew up with a crazy woman
exactly.
like she's got
and it was
found
so secluded where it was just those two her like
she's gonna have issues
needs,
like,
no,
she better have went
she
through
therapy.
I hope they gave her
therapy.
Some
yeah I would hope like, so okay
girl,
but
fire
like,
D's therapy enough
oh gosh
literally she's like I'm out here slate. Let me find the TikTok
you
for y'all.
Okay, but like you can't tell me that like you're raised by this crazy your crazy mother and then you go to jail and you like do all these crazy things and you can't tell me you're like a normal person and you can raise a
exactly.
child. Sorry, but I don't you would have to
her and her boyfriend are weird too.
they married?
Oh yeah, I forgot they got married while she was in prison.
How do you do that? How do you get married in prison?
I don't know. There's ways.
She never grew up.
Maybe she got a predator on her hands that's in love with her.
Oh gosh.
Well, and her boyfriend kind of ugly AF, bro. How's the D fire when you look like that?
How are they married in prison? Please
tell me. You can get married in prison.
How?
They let them, like, consummate and everything. They have a little private room. They let them.
But you can't, like...
You just gotta...
You don't get the honeymoon.
If we remember more. Thank you, guys. That's all for now.
Bye!
Peace out.
Bye! See you next time, Girl Scouts.
Bye, HS.